Hey, okay, now we're on Dalad Ahmed Aleph. Okay, we just finished Rav Ashi, and now we're going to bring a Braisa. We're about probably about 13 lines down or so, maybe 15. First word on the line, Tanya. So, Tanya, introducing a Braisa. Acherim Omrim. Acherim say, sometimes that could be this Rebbe Meir, they say it in the name, Mishum, in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, in the name of Rebbe Eliezer. Beitza, an egg. Te'ochel, it can be eaten. Hu ve'ima, it can be eaten. And the egg, you can eat both of them. End of Braisa. Ask the Gemara, b'mayaskinan, what is the case? What case are we talking about? You got to know your chickens, yeah? Ilema, if you want to tell me that it's betani goyles, hoymeris lachila, they're talking about a chicken that is meant for eating on Yom Tov. Peshita, tahi ve'ima sharia. It's posha that it and its mother will be permissible. So it's kind of a bit strange there. So look at Rashi. Rashi says over here that it means, if you come in to tell me like Beis Shammai that it's mutter, just teach me the egg. I don't need to know about the mother, basically. Because we know already, we're informed Jews. We know that, you know, the bigger chiddush is the egg's mutter. So if we know the egg's mutter, we know for sure the chicken's mutter. Okay, and that would be like by Shammai. So Ella, so what's the case? So it must be by a process of elimination. We must be talking about Ella b'tarni goyla, so medes legadel beitzim. We're talking about a chicken that is set aside for growing eggs, or a machine chicken. Okay. Oh, but let me say, if that's the case though, he ve'ima asura. It and its mother, yeah, it should be Osura. Why? Because Rashi points out, we know later on in the Masechta that the Rebbe Eliezer holds with Muksa. Right? So if it's a chicken for laying eggs, it should be Osura. So what's going on? Basically, it's very reminiscent of Daf Beis. Like, basically, nothing makes sense over here with this chicken and the egg. So I'm a Rebbe Zera, says Rebbe Zera, I'll tell you about it. So here it means Te'ochel. The egg can be eaten agav ima, on account of its mother. Okay, what does that mean? Yeah, we're gonna say, well, hey Chidami, what's the case we're talking about over here? Basically, the egg can be eaten account of its mother, like this. So Amar Abaye could go on. We're talking about a specific, very specific case over here. Shalokha stam. He bought the chicken and he didn't say when he was buying the chicken what intent, yeah, he was buying it for. He didn't say if he was buying it for the sake of eating, or he didn't say if he was buying it for the sake of laying eggs. So on Yom Tov, you know, after he comes back from davening, he shechts it. So it's nishchata. So he shechted the chicken. So
that sounds like a chicken can be either. It's not two different types of chicken.
Exactly.
It's no one chicken that can,
that's what he's going to say. Yes, exactly. That's what we're going to say. Exactly. So again, it depends how you relate to it.
Is
so
that how we learn to avoid?
No, this case specifically. This case, this Braisa.
I'm saying, up until...
No. This was just specifically explaining this Braisa. Okay, so Nishrata, if you shechted it in this particular case, where he didn't stipulate what he wanted the chicken for, so it's clear, it's hovera, comes boror, yeah? Obviously, he intended this chicken for the whole time for an eating chicken. Therefore, if it's an eating chicken, therefore the egg's not going to be muksa, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. And Rav... Oh, just wait. Sorry. Lo nishchata. Oh, but if he didn't shecht it, yeah, then it's clear that he wanted it. He wants to save this chicken. Legadol baits him in order to grow eggs, oimedis, and therefore it's going to be muksa. So like that, that's we're just dealing with this difficult braisa. So now we're going to have another shot of this difficult braisa, because the question is, why does it have to say the mother? Right? It would be enough to say just the egg. So now, Rav Mori Amar, he says a different answer. He says, do you know why it mentioned the mother? He says it's a guzma. It's a guzma katani. Okay, so he was exaggerating here. He was saying, so let's look at Rashi over here just to get this clear, and then because the next bit, the Gemara is just going to just prove that. Rashi on Guzma Katani. It's about probably it's a little bit further down where we are. You see it? People see it? Guzma Katani? Okay. It says Guzma Katani. Ka'odam Shiroitze Lahachzik Dovarov. When a person wants to basically show that he's got clout to what he's saying, midaber yeser. He sometimes adds extra things on to strengthen his position. Oh, and says Rashi, now it's good, yeah. Uba omedis lechilo ka'omar. We're talking about over here in a case where it was an eating chicken, Yeah, you intended to eat it. But nech lecha al beis Hillel. And Rabbi Elazar actually argues with beis Hillel, ha'oisrim who prohibit it. Yeah, ve'ima lo itzrichalei, and he didn't have to say ima at all. He could have left the mother out of it. Yeah, Ella Gozim, he exaggerated. Ve'oma milsa yisera, he said an extra thing that wasn't necessary. Yeah, a kol yoichal yeochel, everything, he can eat everything. Yeah, gamas av, you can eat the father. Some people are going to the egg, yeah, and also the mother. So basically, just saying true the egg's mutter, because he's arguing based Hillel, and he just said, yeah, you can eat the mother, you can just get it's guzma. Okay, where do we see that in Mishnayos? Back to the Gemara, the Tanya. Okay, Acherim Omrim. It's a similar thing. Acherim say Mishum Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Elazar. We've got another case of Acherim in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Beitza, another egg, Teochel, it could be eaten. He ve'ima and its mother. Now this, yeah, but Afroach also the chick ve'klipaso and the eggshell. End of Brisa. So now the Gemara asks, my klipasoi, what's this? What do you mean? It could eat the shell, yeah? If you're talking about it's the actual shell, what you're allowed to eat the shell. Klipa bas achila he, it's not edible. You can't eat an eggshell. So obviously it can't mean that. Ah, so what's the other alternative? Ella, so you have to read it together. It means afroach b'klipa soy. I mean, you can eat the chick whilst it's still in the, I don't know why you want to do that, in the shell. Basically, you can eat the chick when it's still in its shell, you know, I suppose you can break up, it's like a nut, you know, you break up the shell, get the chick out, and eat it. So, but that can't be. Because why? Ad kan lo pligi rabbonon, aleidu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that we've got a machlokis coming up, yeah, between the rabbonon Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right, with regards to a chicken, yeah, where the chick was born, it got hatched out of the egg, and they're talking about a case that they argue what happens if a chick was, it was a newborn chick on Yom Tov, and it was like when they come out they don't, the eyes are still closed and they're just like, you know, falling around like the drunk, whatever, closed eyes. And over there, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov has got a chiddush to say that that's osa, it's like a sheretz, it's not considered like a bird. And you can't, whatever. And the rabbanan argue with him. But that's only there they argue. But to break open a shell and get the chick out, everyone holds that's like a trefer or something. You can't eat that. So that comment that doesn't make sense either. So about hecha de lo yotzele of your oil, where it didn't come out to the air of the world, i.e., it was still in the eggshell, and you took it out. Yeah, lo pligi, no one argues. So everyone holds that's trefer. So how can he say it's permissible to eat it? So it doesn't make sense. So comes along the Gemara. So Elamai, El Efroyach v'Klipa. So it must be talking about the chick and the shell separate. And you could even eat the shell. And it's guzma. And it's guzma. He's just saying, oh, you can even eat the shell. Or like people say, you know, eat as much as you want. You can even eat the plate afterwards. So I mean, you know, people do that. You know, that's just whatever. Just feel free. Okay, so Hachanami, so too, over here. It's going to be, Tochel, he, the ima, guzma. It and its ima can be eaten is a guzma. Okay. We'll do a little bit more, okay? Or should we stop? It's a very short, we did about, the next one is going to take 4.5 minutes. 4.5 minutes? You want to stop? What? Let's stop then. Okay, let's stop. Just to get it. Let's nail it. Okay, fine. We're going to stop. We're being a bit cautious today. It's okay. Okay, we're stopping.